Wa manje uBiden ulama electoral votes edlula amakhulu amathathu 306 kuthi uTrump ulangamakhulu amabili lamathumi amathathu lambili 232. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi uBiden usethule amavoti afunakalayo ukuze umuntu angene esikhundleni sikamongameli. Onqoba kukhetho lolu kumele athole ama-electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lasikhombisa 270. UTrump lokhu elwisa ngamandla ezabelweni ezithiyeneyo ezama ukuguqula impumelo yokhetho lolu, kodwa kukhanya engani imithethwandaba yonke ithi ukhetho lwenziwa ngemfanelo. Usehambise emthethwandaba amacala afika phose amathumi amathathu, kodwa kukho konke lokhu ukhe phansi. Usezama ukukhulumisana lababusa izabelo abakubandla lwama-Republicans ukwenzela ukuthi kudingwe abanye abantu abangavotela umongameli kuqula le-Electoral College. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi lokhu akusoze kuguqule impumela yokhetho. Umnumzana Mike Pompeo ophethe uhlangothi olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe uthi kumele kucace ukuba abantu bavote njani.
We're ready. The world is watching what's taking place. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
UBiden uthi uyamkhathaza kakhulu ukuthi uTrump labanye bakhe bamvimbela ukuba aqale ukulungiselela ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli. UTrump uthi asingafiki isikhathi sokuthi uBiden enze lokhu loba kusobala ukuba umnqobile kukhetho. Abalandela okwenzakalayo abaguqela umnumzana Hloniphani Nkomo isizalwane seZimbabwe bathi luqhutshwe ngemfanelo ukhetho lweMelika.
Lube lukhetho lube luhle kakhulu esayidini yami njengoba ngingumuntu obesupporta kakhulu amademokrats. Amademokrasi ngisupporta kakhulu laphayana uJoe Biden ukuthi abe ngumongameli. So kwanjabulisa kakhulu mina ukuthi avotelwe abe ngumongameli. Kuzokumzisa ubuhlungu nje ukuthi njengamanje mase sibheke uTrump elokhu engavumi ukuthi udliwe. Yikho lokho osokuthi mangaza kakhulu ukuthi ilizwe linjenge-America kuyilona esikhathi sibhekele kulo kakhulu njenge-democracy. So mase yenza kanje uTrump nami ngiphelelwa ngamandla.
Esinye njalo isizalwane sako leZimbabwe umnumzana Banda Moyo uthi kumele onqotshiweyo avume.
Abaholi kabafunde ukuthi ungadliwa udliwe. Fana lebhora or iboxer, yonke imidlalo lowo ungadliwa udliwe. Ungadliwa udliwe kadede uDonald kadede.
Odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kule Melika umnumzana Mbusane Mbuso Ntini uthi loba uTrump evimba kangaka uBiden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli ngozibandlela.
UTrump vele akusela into angayenza ngoba sesibonile ukuthi ama-court amaningi aselahliwe. I think asekwenza kathesi ukuthi sefuna ukujikela udaka ikakhulu endabeni ze-security ye-foreign policy.
Kumavoti kaZulu uBiden usethole afika phose izigidi ezingamathumi ayisitshiyangalombili 79.7 million kuthi uTrump ulamavoti afika phose izigidi ezingamathumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu 74 million. Amavoti kaZulu kawasetshenziswa ukukhetha umongameli njengoba kusetshenziswa ama-electoral votes ezabelweni ezithiyeneyo. Amavoti kaZulu kawasetshenziswa ukukhetha umongameli njengoba kusetshenziswa ama-electoral votes ezabelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoGift Dube.